We spoke on Shabbos about two situations of Tchias HaMesim or CPR. We weren't sure, it was a machlokas of the Isha HaShunamis and the Isha HaTzarfatis with both Elisha and Eliyahu HaNavi, who resuscitated somebody who was either in cardiac arrest, fainted, or dead. I want to ask you a question. The halacha is that a mace is asur b'hana'a. Right? A mace is asur b'hana'a. Let me ask you the following question. You have this child that Elisha that died. Elisha comes and was mechaya this child. He is resuscitated tchias hamesim. When that child woke up from his tchias hamesim, I don't know if I should say woke up or was born again, after the kef, I'm from an Aron Kodesh. So when he was, whatever, after this tchias hamesim, is he asur b'hana'a? Could somebody say differently than Rabbi Sonnenblick? Rabbi Sonnenblick is saying something very subtle and very sharp that says he's not a mace anymore. Meaning right now he's not a mace. Could you say something different? What? Issa shebal lehechan halach. Meaning, so what we have here is machlokas, kadmonim and achronim. No, we're assuming that he was dead. If he wasn't dead, then you're right. If you go like those, Mahalchim, that he wasn't dead, Masha and others, then you're right. But assuming he's dead, is he asur b'hana? What? Is he the same he? That's another question that the Avnei Milu, right, they ask by Kiddushin. Does he have to Mekadosh his wife a second time? That's also a good question. But I want to get into Kiddushin, I want to stay with an Isser Hana. I'll tell you why. What? So, perhaps one would argue, if I wouldn't have asked the question like this, I would have said, what happens when somebody dies? You say, the Misa creates an Isra Hana. That's probably what you would have told me 2 minutes ago before I got up and spoke. The Misa generates an Isra Hana. That's not what Yossi said. Yossi said, being dead creates an Isra Hana. What's the difference between does death create an Isra Hana or does being dead create an Isra Hana? The Nafkamina is, of course, the case we just asked. And you had somebody who died, but then was Hefe was Nischaya, then he became alive once again. If you assume that the act of dying, the Misa, creates the Isra Hana, so now that he woke up, he still has the Yisrael Shab and Isra Hana. Isra Shabbat Lehechan Halach. On the other hand, the way Yossi said it, the way your Nusach was, the question is, it's not that death makes an Isra Hana on the Guf, it's that being dead generates an Isra Hana as long as you're dead. But once you woke up, once you're alive, you're not dead, there's no Isra Hana. Now this seems very theoretical, right? I'm not one to be Mechaya Mason. I don't know how many people you know who are Mechaya Mason, but let me raise the following shah that we're going to talk about tonight. Somebody, Rahman al-Islam, dies. And he wants an organ of his to be transplanted onto a living person. Let's avoid issues of brain death and other complications. Let's talk about a cornea. That's what we're going to talk about, a cornea transplant. The person dies. What happens to his body? Asur b'hana. It's not a pikuach nefesh to do a corneal transplant. Very good. I'm scared to take it that far. Very good. But the body part is asur b'hana. You're right. But the eye, you're saying once it's implanted, it just loses its own identity and it will become batal, just like the rest of the body is mutar b'hana. So it becomes like the cream cheese on the bagel. You don't have to make a bracha on the cream cheese because it's become batal to the bagel. So once you take an isra hana, but you implanted it on tzemes mutar b'hana, which is the living person, you're saying bittel, no? Are you saying asur bittel? Bittel, ikivitafel, either one. Bittel. So you're saying bittel.
Yeah, I'm saying
bittel. Fine. I don't think it's so different.
Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah?
What's a mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah.
Cornea transplant doesn't give life. Cornea transplant helps a person see. One second. What?
It's a mitzvah for a person to take care of.
Yes.
So mitzvah is a law of man, isn't it? It's not hana.
Interesting. You're saying being able to see is not a hana. So when he looks in the Torah, you're right. When he looks in the Sefer, you're right. When he looks for mitzvah purposes, you're right. But if he reads the New York Times, then he's not allowed to.
But being alive, keeping himself alive is a mitzvah.
You don't need a cornea transplant to stay alive. You just can't see so well, or at all.
If he gets the eye,
So his learning, fine. That's what Mr. Frankel is saying. That there's a mitzvah. So you're saying a big chiddush. You're saying a mitzvah of whatever mitzvah you figured out. Let's say Talmud Torah is going to be dochan isa daraisa of hanam and hames. That's a big chiddush. The Talmud Torah is docha. That we're going to say I say docha lo sa, I say it's a big. You have to know the parameters. What's that, Doc? I'm sorry? Yeah, I don't know if you meant bit like that. It is Nikar Issa, right. So I wanted to share with you this fabulous svara of Rav Unterman. Rav Unterman says two things. Number one, we'll finish with this, that maybe Rav Unterman suggests what Yossi Sonneblick said, that the Isser Hana let's not say that the death generated the Isser Hana. Rather, let's say that the Isser Hana is, like you wanted to say, that while you're dead, you're Asur Bahana. Not you. While one is dead, they are Asur Bahana. Once they are transplanted, they are now alive. That eye, that cornea, is now alive. If the cornea is alive, if we say that dying creates the Isser Hana, then we're stuck. The cornea is part of a body that died, and it's Asur Bahana. But if we say, on the other hand, that being dead, the mitzvah of being dead, that status of being dead, generates the Isser Hana, well, once it's attached to somebody who's alive, it's a live cornea now. It's a cornea that's part of a live being, and therefore it's no longer being dead anymore. Therefore, there's no longer an Isser Hana. Beautiful svara. What? I just told you. The Hana is only once he's using it. There's no, he's not, the guy who's getting, the guy's sedated. He's under anesthesia. He's not getting Hana. He's getting Hana. The doctor's getting Hana because he's charging $50,000 for the surgery. That's not called Hana from the. Amen. Amen.